At CSUN 2011, this is Michael Loff, and I'm speaking here with Lena Brezhnik, and we're at ABIC, and of course you may have heard, we've certainly in the past reviewed the iPal Solo, but they're showing here the prototype, but it's not ready for release yet. It is the iPal Vision, and this is a product, among other things, that can be a CCTV, so both blind and partially sighted folks can benefit from it as well. But also one of the big things, as we saw here and we'll show you, is its ability to read really fine print. And we're going to demo that by showing you here. We have a bottle of ibuprofen. Again, being a bottle, it's round, so the print is written around it, but it is also very small and very fine. As we also talked about, great, sometimes you get those contracts, you know, printed documents where they intentionally make the terms and conditions in really small print, and a lot of times OCR technology will not pick that up, but the iPal Vision has been modified to really excel in that. So let's demo that here.
Have had stomach ulcers or bleeding problems? Take a blood thinning, anticoagulant, or steroid drug. Take other drugs containing prescription or non-prescription NSAIDs, aspirin, ibuprofen, naproxen, or others. Have three or more alcoholic drinks every day while using this product. Take more or for a longer time than directed age, pregnant or breastfeeding. Ask a health professional before use.
That wasn't the beginning of it. We'd already scanned the bottle. But that came from a round bottle. Fine print has always been a real challenge for OCR technology. So
multiple columns also, but it will read it. So whatever Solo was able to do, this new device will do the same things a little bit better.
Explain then the CCTV functionality, how that works.
So this text which you just heard is also displayed on the screen, and you can change contrast, you can change magnification, and the text is wrapped. So you can look at this, like, instead of using CCTV, just to read this text with a huge magnification and have to move XY table all the time, you are just reading it off the screen. This is one function. And the second one, that you can switch a mode, so I can do it, show it now.
Magnification mode.
So now it is magnification mode, and in this mode the device will not read anything, but it will show you the image of the same bottle, the text on this bottle, as any other CCTV will do. So it can do magnification from 1 to 40, and it is just you have to move it on the this device itself. We don't have XY table to do this, but you can see the image of the text now on the screen. And the whole idea here is CCTVs are great devices for magnification of, let's say, pictures, photos, but they are not a reading device. What we have done, we combine CCTV with reading device in one really small and simple device.
Two questions. A, do you have a tentative release date for the iPal Vision?
We think that it will be available like in 4 months.
About four so, months, okay.
Yes.
So we'll say in the summertime, by the end of summer.
Yes.
Okay, and what is the projected price of this product?
We are still thinking about this, but it will not be more expensive than regular CCTV, but it will read.
So it'll be in the price range of CCTV technology.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will certainly be at ACB and NFB conventions.
Oh,
yes.
Very good. Thank you very much. At CSUN 2011 for Serotalk, this is Michael Loff.